yours forever.
Everybody, and isn't it great to be alive, Mike, with the big guy on a Tuesday night here in 2026? I'm the OG Fig Kid, Thomas Montalto, and joining me, as usual, the Master of Mayhem.
Never happier to be alive. We're out of 2025, ladies and gentlemen. It's good old Mike Belcaster. Welcome to another awesome episode of Fig Guys, the first of 2026. Feels crazy to be here already.
Yeah.
Last year, we always say it flies by, but man, it really flew by last year.
Dude, it flies by faster and faster the older I get.
Stop getting older.
Well, I don't know if I want to do that.
Well. But, man, this is like the first day, this is like January 1st for me, so Happy New Year, everyone.
In case you guys are wondering, Mike and family, I've had a wicked battle of the flu, so he's toughing it out to be here with us today. So thanks,
yeah,
buddy.
I've been in a fever dream of, dude, you know what's great? I love that WWF WWE threw all the content on YouTube.
Yeah,
because like Netflix. I nodded off, I woke up and I was in the middle of Nitro, and I was like, this is awesome, man. And then I nodded off and I woke up again, and it was. It was SummerSlam, like, 96, and I was like, this is beautiful, too. So I love the little playlist they got on there. Shout out to the WWE Home Video
What do you think of the collection, all the pay-per-views and documentaries just surprising us on Netflix on January 1st?
Let's do it, man. I'm all here for it. So happy.
Ah, man, it just makes it so easy to find everything again. I hope eventually they come up with a nice menu.
Yeah.
Peacocks, because I hated peacocks.
And Netflix is usually good at doing overchanges. You know what I mean? Like, they're usually good. And it seems like they're putting a lot of stake in WWE right now.
It does, right?
Especially with the Stranger Things collab on Monday. That was, from what I watched.
I haven't seen it yet.
So I tried. There was a lot of it.
I plan on watching it tonight at some point because I had to work last night.
Yeah.
I was kind of glad Jericho didn't show up because I want to see that live when I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Whenever he does show up. But
listen, I was expecting Danhausen or something. That was.
I think his contract expires in February.
I think I was cursed. Soon. So I don't know
Somebody
what was going
on. It wasn't me. It was the flu phenom.
I bought all the Danhausen toys. I did my job, okay? I don't know what I'm getting cursed for over here. I'm gonna have a talk with my man, but yeah, man, it was a wild time. But yeah, we're always. I love the. You got to check it out tonight, though. The staging was all different, and
I started to watch like the first couple of minutes because Brenda was sleeping.
Yeah,
and then she woke up, and we had to watch Days of Our Lives. But I saw it looked. Definitely Michael Cole and Corey Graves walking in. Like, that was interesting.
Yeah, you know what? It was the thing that was cool. Like, I'm not big on Stranger Things.
I've never seen it.
Don't shoot me. I watched the first two seasons. It's just, I think I'm too old for it. I don't know how to explain it. Like,
I mean, people at my work love it.
It's set in the 80s. There's a lot of cool references, great throwbacks and stuff like that.
Is it set in the 80s?
Yeah, but I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, I got too much shit going on that I need to watch.
But I'm a kid of the 80s.
Yeah, well, no, I'm a product of the 80s. So
I mean, I was 5 to 15 from 1980 to 1989, so.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
That is really
crazy. That's like my childhood years.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, OFG, and Joey Buds in the chat.
And everybody else.
Live episode of the year.
Yeah, good to be back in person.
It is. No more pre-tapes until next year.
Those were fun, though.
They were tons of fun, but I like the interaction with our listeners and everything. I miss that. But you never know. Sometimes we have to do a pre-tape or a bonus episode.
I'm heavily on the soda pop today, so bear with me if you guys hear the ice.
That'll dehydrate you. Don't drink soda.
Oh,
drink water.
The potassium's good for you.
So my
water bottle's like this big and like this wide. And you were talking about it. You're like, drink lots of fluid. I think I drank that thing like six times in the last like 2 days.
Good. That's what you need to do.
No, that's why I'm here. That and pickle juice.
I told you, drink pickle juice. And you're like, I already did.
Shout out to a future sponsor of the show, Grillio's. Gotta love Grillio's pickles. They're phenomenal. I don't know if you guys got those there.
No.
It's a little clear container with a white label on it. It's a guy. It's a guy that's pickle.
What's the pickle brand here? I can't even think of the name of it right now.
Clausen's?
Yes.
Clausen's are good. I love Clausen's. Clausen's.
Well, you know what I do now? I go to the health store by us, and I'll get fermented pickles.
Ooh.
Because they're so much healthier for your gut. And if you're eating healthier, it helps your gut restore all the bacteria.
It's the best.
You guys might want to look into that, too.
Yeah. That Grillio's is like the chopped up ginger and stuff inside the mixture. Phenomenal. Garlic.
Kimchi, sauerkraut, really good for your gut health as well.
Sauerkraut or kimchi is amazing.
I love kimchi.
Very,
and
very
I don't mean
underrated.
A guy that used to come out with Kamala.
I like him too.
I do. I mean, I like him too. Don't get me wrong. And I know, like as I said, that OFG is yelling like Kamala, he's like,
cute Kamala. So it's crazy, man. But,
we are a podcast, guys, and you know where you can find us by now.
I hope so.
TheFigGuys.com at official Fig Guys. We are all over the place. Make sure you're following us. Go ahead, like, subscribe, leave us a review, if you will. It would be so appreciated. And just to give you a little update, we have the Hulk Hogan LJN contest going on right now.
Yes.
Originally, we said we were going to announce the winner tonight, but we've decided to extend it for one more week. I'll post the post up to our story again tonight to remind everybody where they can enter. Go tag some friends. And guys, just so you know, read the rules. It says to repost the story. There's a little icon under each post now where you actually repost it, not just share to your story.
Yeah.
So if you want to enter, make sure you repost, because I think you got a bunch of people.
Yeah, listen, you got to follow the rules.
You got to
follow the rules.
La Puma Mania 1980. Follow him as well. He's put up some great videos this week.
I love all the Hulk Hogan love. He's one of my favorite content creators out there right now.
I know, I agree. And if you haven't watched a Christmas episode yet where it was all Hulkamania related, what are you waiting for? Go back and watch that. It did really good numbers for us. So
ours didn't get pulled for copyright either.
Oops.
Just throw that out there. I don't know what happened. but we still love our major pod. Shout out to the major pod.
Speaking of major pod, let's send out a big congratulations to guest of the show, Matt Cardona, officially, finally, after 6 years, back home in WWE full time, made his re-debut on SmackDown this past week.
Awesome.
What a tease coming out to the woo, woo, woo. And then it switches over to the are you ready or whatever.
I love it.
And then we get Matt Cardona in WWE. And I listened to the major pod already this week. And I think it was kind of funny because Brian Myers says, like, yeah, he signed first at 20 and now he signed again at 40. So every 20 years he signs a contract with WWE.
Hey, he should take it and love it. I loved it. It's so
I got
great,
to shout
man.
Him out because you're in unseen territories, unseen waters. When you go from being let go by the WWE, and people do, he went out and reinvented himself on the indies, and they brought him back as his indie character. Like that just proves what he did worked.
Yeah.
And I just don't know, like, if there's another guy who gets it as much as Cardona does, as reinventing himself and how to do things. And every person who gets let go, every indie wrestler should really follow what he does.
Yeah.
Because he's so good at it. What?
That they're giving it to him. They give him the woo woo woo, and then they gave him the Matt Cardona.
Absolutely.
You know, and like we were all, I think they kind of seen the internet, like, why didn't they just let him keep his name? Blah blah. Yeah. Because it is at this point, like I think we're all moved on from super gimmicks. You know what I mean?
And 100%.
So when Zack Ryder came out, it was awesome, but it just didn't work.
It was
you know what I mean?
Fun throwback for the tournament.
100%. But it just didn't. It wasn't what we wanted. You know, we want our boy. We want our dude out there that's been busting his ass for the last 5 years. And I'm so happy he's home.
I can't wait to see what he does. Does he get involved? I wonder if Chelsea and him are going to get story related because of the way she lost the title now. Like, let them go back to doing what they did on the indies.
I would love for him and Ethan Page to get into a little gimmick.
Dude, that's how you bring Ethan Page up to the main roster. Yeah. I like that.
Hey, get away from my girl, bro.
Yeah, I'm here now.
Yeah, I like it. I've listened, it's so good.
Great booking, Mike.
My fever dreams were clicking through. I was like, yeah, this could work. And it'll give them a reason to wear the Ghostbusters gear so we can get the Ghostbusters figure finally.
That we were supposed to get
from Jazzwares.
I love it. I hope we get it. That'd be cool.
I hope so too. I'd rather see it from Mattel.
Oh, of course.
It's been a fun couple days of fantasy book and figs and stuff like that. And I'm so happy for Matt, dude. It's so awesome.
I really am. He works so hard, and it just proves hard work pays off.
And the podcast ain't going nowhere.
Nope. Nothing's going nowhere. But I noticed you didn't listen to the podcast this week, right?
No, not yet.
So Myers was doing all the reads and everything, and I'm like, oh, okay, I see.
He's
doing a top 10 list. He did some of the reads that Matt usually did. So listen, you do what you got to do to keep it alive. So
that's the thing, though. You got to be prepared.
Yeah.
Sometimes Matt might not be around to do the show.
That's true. He did say that.
Listen, guys, so listen, I'm a little busy.
If he's off in another country doing what he has to do for WWE, Mark and Brian can handle it. They're all great.
They are all great.
I don't even know if Brian's ever missed an episode.
I don't think he has.
I think Matt missed one.
That's because if you miss something, you miss something. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
There's no harm, no foul. Listen.
No.
I was this close to missing today, you know?
Dude, I was telling you, rest if you need to.
We put our socks on. We get ready to roll. That's how we do this.
We should get into the news so that you could get out of here. We're not going
to
rush
it. I mean, I'm super down to get into the news, as I always am.
We haven't had news in a few weeks. We're making up for that today, guys.
Hell yeah.
A bunch of news. So are you
news,
ready, man?
News. You know
I'm looking,
it.
Hold on. I'm looking. Okay, I see what I get. All right, you ready? Let's go.
Let's
news,
do it.
News, news. I see what you did there. All right, Mike, tell them who the news is brought to them by today.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the news is brought to you by our good friends over at FiguresToyCompany.com. If you need to get a nice, all-encompassing, I should have did the shot for the table a little bit better for this, but the microphone's in the way, so I'm just going to hold up a box. Oh, wait, there you go.
You
check that out. It worked out great. See the barricades. You see the fans. You see the cameraman. I mean, this is your all. It's slowly building. You can watch how it builds together. Even this beautiful backdrop is courtesy of Figure Toy Company. Look how nice that is. That's from that awesome Media Scrum set. Gotta love that, man. Very quality, sturdy. Very, very. I was blown away at how good, and look how good it just stands behind the ECW stage from Diorama Dad. Shout out to Diorama Dad. But awesome stuff over here. These barricades, the fans, they even have this awesome merch stand playset.
And you could use
code official fig guys to save yourself 10% on your orders over there. We made out like bandits for Christmas.
We did.
Santa was really good to me.
I still gotta build that ring.
Yeah, and I do want to take a moment to shout out these fans, because I was the biggest anti. I thought they were the dumbest thing in the world.
I remember you saying that.
And they just are so silly, so fun. They got great expressions. They look
like
they're losing their
shit when you go to a wrestling show.
Yeah, they smell like fans you see when you go to the wrestling show. This is not the big rubber guy smell. We don't want candles of these. They're so expressionful and they blend right in. I got to give them props, man. Everything was quality. These barricades are so amazing, man. If you don't have the barricades in your collection, you need to reevaluate your collection. Because look how great these things are. Look at that.
Yeah.
They are stellar. Look how good they lock together. They come apart.
Oh, wow.
Nice and
easy. They come apart.
They do. But no,
you can hear how they're made when you just drop them.
Yeah, wow, effortlessly. Cool. There's no breaking going on at all.
Yeah, that's cool.
So well. And look how easy they just slide together, man. FiguresToyCompany.com, the place that runs the accessory space. They're killing it, man. So go put an order through. I can't get it back in with that my nervous hands right now. But we're doing good. Rocking and rolling. It's awesome. So yeah, man. I big advocate for all their stuff. They got staff. They got hot dogs. I got the fan accessories. The foam fingers are awesome. Everything's so great. So shout out. Go get them. Get them while they're hot.
Welcome in the chat, Mr. Almost in there. We got
Happy
Donnie
New Year, Mr.
in there.
Almost.
Hope you're all doing well. We got to get into the news because let me tell you, we got some news today, Mike.
Broski, let's get right into it because from the big rubber guys from AEW, from New Japan, I guess it's kind of not an AEW thing. It's just New Japan with the big rubber guys. But we got Hiroshi Tanahashi after his big, big retirement this weekend. Wow, what a Wrestle Kingdom was this weekend. You wonder why I was in a fever dream. I might as well have been sitting with Bill. I don't know what happened. Only made to 1,000. Pre-sales start January 3rd. It's already going on, so you guys better get on top of it. We're 3 days in. This is an awesome big rubber guy. So cool to see New Japan figures in the big rubber guy LJN style.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Didn't put two and two together that I wanted them, and now I want all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
And isn't it sad that I saw this and I'm passing?
I get it, though.
I think it's the first big rubber guy I'm passing on.
It's crazy, but yeah, I get it.
But I still might change my mind before it's
It looks great. I love it. They did a great job on it. The sculpt looks good. The hair looks fantastic. The gear looks insane.
But do I buy it just because it's a big rubber guy when I really have never even seen a Tanahashi match?
I mean, you watched a few Forbidden Doors. Tanahashi was
I did see
wrestled.
Him. You're right, but I don't know. You got to cut. You got to draw a line somewhere.
Wrestle Kingdoms, man. You've watched. I look at it this way. In the past, you know, how many years? How many Wrestle Kingdoms have we covered with the Tavern? How many? You know what I mean? Like, there's so many pay per views. I watched New Japan all the time.
I never watched Wrestle Kingdom. I don't think
it's one of the best shows ever.
I think I've watched matches from Wrestle Kingdom. Like, isn't that where we saw an Osprey versus Omega match a couple of years ago?
Yes, and that was one of the best matches still to this day.
I agreed. I watched it. I think an FTR match from Wrestle Kingdom a couple years. I think it was the same one with Omega. So
yeah,
I just I just don't need this figure.
It's so good, though.
I still might.
Shout out. Available exclusively over at ProWrestlingTees.com.
Yeah, free shipping.
You don't want to leave that one out. Free shipping. Kind of free shipping. Free shipping. But yes, go get that bad boy while you can.
I should watch some of his classics. I should. I agree.
Who said that?
Donnie.
Don. I'm with you. I'm with you, brother.
I'm not against that. I really think about getting to New Japan. Is there an app or something, right?
They have, I think they have New Japan World. It's a website kind of app. But when I was subscribed to it last, it was still very, very all in Japan.
I thought they had English version, too.
They do, but it was still very broken. I got to check it out. I loved it. It was great.
They should go on Netflix. I'm just saying.
give them a few more months. Maybe everything WWE will buy them.
I hope not. I don't want them to own everything. I love what they're doing with AAA. I love what they're doing with TNA, but they don't need to own everything.
No.
They need to calm down a little.
No, but there was some rumor in the dust a few months back.
Was that with The Rock with the Rubik's Cube?
Well, that was after that, but there was some ramblings that New Japan was looking to sell the WWE too. It was right
Are
after
you serious?
The trip. It was right after the AAA buyout.
Oh,
and I was like,
WrestleMania, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was like, that'd be really crazy because then they could WrestleMania would actually mean WrestleMania.
I mean, WrestleMania could still mean WrestleMania next year with AAA, with TNA. Like.
Yeah, I don't think they would muddy up the water. Like, I think they would leave it in New Japan. I don't think there's a reason to bring it in the U.S.
No. Dude.
But if WWE was behind production and all that shit over there with that, it would be amazing.
Here's the problem, though. I guess it's not really a problem, but when WWE, my thought just went out of my head.
It's okay.
What am I? I'm not. WWE. Oh! When AEW first started with New Japan, there were so many big names there. And I feel like AEW just signed them all and there's nothing
AEW
left there.
AEW sucked the air out of New Japan, man.
They did.
That's the saddest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting enough showcase on AEW TV.
100%.
And you could have a million people and it's just out of it. It's weird. Yeah. Oversaturated roster, not enough time to throw the talent and spotlight them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you guys
tune into AEW, because I tune in and there's so many names there that I don't know, and I just don't have an interest in.
I just like Orange Cassidy.
I love Orange Cassidy.
Him and the Rizzler.
Oh God, get out of here! The Rizzler. I will not buy a Rizzler, big rubber guy.
I don't think I'm watching AEW until those guys are off my TV.
No, I still check in. And Mox is a good guy now. Who knows?
Who knows?
Crazy. It's just crazy.
He's only as good as they tell you he is, promise you. But that's not all from Big Rubber, guys, because, yeah, brother, we got prototype picks shown for Hillbilly Jim and Tito Santana. These are amazing.
These are not just renders. These are actually prototypes. And when somebody first texted me, my friend Ryan over on Facebook in Canada,
yeah,
he's like, oh, Tito Santana and Hillbilly Jim. And I'm like, oh, I don't really need more of them. And then I saw the pictures and I'm like, I need these.
This is a beautiful Hillbilly
they
Jim.
They are such an upgrade. Tito Santana, yeah, the perfect pose, looks amazing. This Hillbilly Jim, I am all in on these, man. I need both of these.
It's the only wrestler I've ever met at WrestleMania.
Hillbilly Jim?
Yeah.
Wow.
WrestleMania 22. Only wrestler I've ever met. He was the only one at the fan booth tent thing that they had in the parking lot.
Oh, wow. He used to cool, run Coliseum Video for a while.
He was so nice. He was a good guy. Yeah. He was a very, very nice guy.
You know our friend Seth Phelps from the Chick Foley show?
Yeah.
His like aunt or something was neighbors with Hillbilly Jim.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is very crazy. Oh. He's a great dude, man. So
he is a good dude. So is Tito Santana. This. Tito Santana, yeah, a fellow New Jerseyan, now a high school teacher here. I don't know if he's retired yet, but
he looks like he knows some good Italian restaurants.
Tito Santana is so underrated, man.
He is.
Go back and watch those matches with Greg Valentine. Oh, so good. so good. I love Tito. So.
Yeah, I like this. This is a stellar set. I love it.
Yeah,
I think the Hillbilly Jim is such an upgrade to the LJN too.
Dude, the Tito is too. Like it looks like him. What a job.
Well, of course, it's modern day technology. Goes so far, man. It looks amazing.
It really does. So yeah, I will be picking these up.
Shout out to Major on the sculpts, on the gear, on the just the likeness.
Don't go messing with a country boy.
Don't go messing with no country boy.
That's right. All right, let's see what we got. Ooh.
Oh, speaking of yeet. That's not Jey Uso. That's King Haku. And he's sold out like NWO, brother. What an amazing Big Rubber guy, first off. And so awesome. So awesome. So, I think he's signing with WWE if he's not already.
I think he is already.
Yeah, so this is a good squeeze out. I'm happy to see it.
Dude, this was one of the most anticipated LJNs that never came out.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe that, the fact that it sold out, 1,000 of these sold out in one day.
It was
under
quick.
One day.
Yeah.
I had a scoop too because
I'm probably going to take you up on that.
I was going to say, I really wanted you to have it, and that's why I scooped too. But if you didn't want it, I would have no problem flipping it.
I wasn't in the right state of mind to be saying no at the time, so please forgive me. I do appreciate
it. I forgive it, dude. I didn't want you to miss this, so.
Amazing.
I kind of went in and
got it. Amazing. Listen, there's not enough Haku love out there in the world, and I think we need more Haku figures. I can't wait until he gets WWE Legends figures. Like, I want all the Hakus possible, man.
I can't wait to get the Islanders. They should be shipping soon.
Yes. Oh, man. There's so many good things coming this year.
Oh, God. We're Big Rubber Guys just crushing it.
Yeah.
Just crushing it.
In case you missed out, you snoozed, you lost. This the bad boy is sold out, but it looks amazing. On the lookout for more Big Rubber Guys.
Absolutely.
Down the line, man.
Absolutely.
Woo, woo, woo. Oh, check this out. Grapplers and Gimmicks. Our good friend Mitch went live showing a mountain of Retro and Regime work in progress figures, including Jake the Snake Roberts, Brooklyn Brawler, Sergeant Slaughter.
General Adnan.
There you go.
And
what is that?
One of my first memories of you.
Is it Xanax Claws?
Yes, that is what it is.
Yeah, it's Balls Mahoney. That's why. Yes, it's awesome. Yeah,
exactly. Oh. Mike, I think three out of these four look amazing. Well, four out of the five. The Brooklyn Brawler is.
I was going to say, you think Brawler's a miss?
Yeah.
Who else do you like?
I like all the other ones.
Really?
Yeah. Why? What do you think?
Go back to that other picture.
I love the Jake sculpt.
The Jake looks weird.
I don't know. It looks like Jake. I think the angle might be weird.
It's probably the angle. He looks like there's a new comedian who's Greek and he's really fat. And he's got that's I can't think of what his name is, but that's what he looks like.
I don't mind this Jake. I think it looks good.
And Balls Mahoney, I could see it, but it kind of looks like Mick Foley.
Yeah, I don't really know Balls Mahoney as much as you do, so I'll need you to judge
that is
that
definitely
one.
Big. But listen, it's great for what it is. I'm more excited for the regime stuff than I am these cute little grapplers and gimmicks.
RQ82 in the chat just said the Islanders, Kerry Von Erich and Bruiser Brody, are shipping today. I've been getting so many notifications of shipped items from
Bruiser Brody.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
That's a dream come true. Yeah. I need Abdullah the Butcher.
Oh, his package is going to weigh so much.
I don't want to know about his package.
Not a lot of people do. but yeah, grapplers and gimmicks got it. There's a lot of promise, man. A lot of good stuff popping out here.
Let's look at.
Look at that. That's cool.
Yeah. What do you think of Sal Sincere?
He doesn't look sincere enough, honestly. but he does look like Sal.
Yeah.
Like, these are so Hasbros, you know, and that's what it is. I'm so over Hasbros. He's doing a great job.
I am too, but I mean, if you're a collector.
I can't knock people for doing it. Yeah.
The market's there. Obviously, they wouldn't be making them if it wasn't. So
yeah, just because they're doing a great job.
Just because it's not for me and you doesn't mean it's bad. I think they look great, in my opinion. So
me too.
But and now let's look at the regime. This is where it gets interesting. Yes. Here's all four. Let's start on the left with Al Snow.
You know what? Missing piece from a lot of people's collections right now is Al Snow, and I'm surprised that WWE didn't extend an offer to get him under for this Monday Night Wars line, because he was all over ECW. He was all over WWE. And, you know, same thing with Raven. I get Raven's a little more difficult. There's some heat there. A couple burned bridges, maybe five. You think he might have torched a town or two.
I think that's in the past now.
Very much in the past now, yeah. unless he, like, legit went out of his way to go, and I don't think he did, but like, unless he's really caused some harm there.
Yeah.
I think Raven deserves a place to come home. I hope these get a little bit fixed up. Al Snow looks a little fat in the face.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like he's got a Balls Mahoney look going on there, right? Raven looks good. We got two Raven heads coming with that. You can see a Balls Mahoney in the background for the crafters and gimmicks too. It looks good. These look fantastic. And the way that the Godwins came out,
yeah,
I see a lot of good reviews from people who bought the Godwins now.
Yes.
A lot of good reviews. And they have pictures. They fit right in with your collection. I hope the Raven gets a little bit more love in the face. And it
comes with the shirt as well, right?
Yeah, and the jacket. And he's teasing. Is it going to be soft goods? Is it going to be? I think it's going to be plastic. But I
would think so. But
yeah. Would I like soft goods? Yeah, I'll shoot for soft goods. But this is good. Okay. I'm here for it.
These images are promising.
And you got the Rouge brothers.
The Rouge.
The
most uncharismatic tag team of all time.
It looks like an 80s sitcom.
Yep.
Like if Boy Meets World had wrestling on, and these are the guys in the ring. It's Matt Hardy and like Dean Ambrose playing wrestling.
No disrespect, but I was never a Rougeau Brothers fan. So
I don't think I was alive when they were working in the ring. So,
but honestly, I would be very interested in picking up Al Snow and Raven.
Yeah, and again, he heard amazing things about the Godwin. So
yeah, absolutely. Like we say, you don't judge by a picture, but judging by these pictures, it's promising.
You give me single releases and not paying $120 a figure sounds good to me.
So you would pay $40 a pop for like Raven?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty fair.
It is very fair.
Yeah.
If you're asking for more than what an ultimate costs for a figure, then I think you got to probably reevaluate.
Oh, from an indie toy line, $40 isn't so bad. I pay $50 for big rubber guys.
Yeah. I mean, I would pay I'd pay $49.99.
Yeah.
If like the, you know, but that's, I ain't getting any higher than that.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm not RVD. I'm not that high.
well, you're not far from Michigan.
not far enough, or not close enough, maybe. But yeah, these do look amazing. I'm all about it. So keep an eye out on Mitch, baby.
What does that say? Jacques Rougeau gave Dynamite Kid a beating that left him hurting for. Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
You gotta look that up.
I think Dynamite Kid would kick his ass.
You would think so.
Give him that snap suplex.
That's probably why Dynamite Kid got all crazy.
Let's move on, Mike.
Dynamite, check this out. This is. I was watching some FMW the other night on my YouTube fever dream that I was living, and I was like, man, nobody's made a Hayabusa yet in a full scale form. And it's, you know, guess who answers the call, but it's in retro form, but I'm still here for it. Hayabusa coming to KWK Kayfabe Heroes. This is amazing news. I want more Hayabusa in my collection. I hope Mattel one day gets the Hayabusa license, because I think Bill would cry while making that. It is amazing figure. He's such a good wrestler, such a fantastic talent. Well deserved of many more figures. I love it. So KWK obviously killing it with the detail and everything with their figures. This is going to be insane. So yeah. I can't wait for some awesome, awesome Hayabusa figures, man. He works like Sabu with a mask. Like, he's so angelic in the ring.
Curious to see where else he pops up, if any other indie toy lines, or again, maybe he gets a 1-year Legends deal a la Great Muta.
I would love hope. It.
Or maybe the Bull Nakano.
Yeah. Imagine if the law is loosened so much at WWE, what the Hall of Fame could really look like. You know what I mean?
I think they've done a pretty fair job with it already. They've been doing
a better job, you know, as recent years come by. I just want to see it open to everything.
Yeah.
Don't limit it to WWE. Like, I get why they do it, but I think they could pay, like, Sabu should be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, 100%. If his you know what I mean? In,
yeah. And it, like, I want to see more of that. I want to see some people like that get the love.
I'll be honest.
They deserve it.
It sucks that Sabu's not here to see it, but I wouldn't be shocked to see him go in this year.
I wouldn't be shocked to see it.
But
either.
He deserved it. He absolutely deserved it.
100%.
So many guys we see working today.
Everybody
wouldn't have done it if they didn't see Sabu doing what he did. And
it's
that's
insane.
The truth. He's so good.
There would be no AJ Styles without Sabu, and I promise you that.
Yeah.
They've done some great matches in TNA together, too.
Did they really? I'll have to go look that up.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are going to have to message me later. Remind me what I have to look up. Dynamite Kid and Jacques Rougeau. So.
Whatever. Tom's DMs are going to be crazy. We got Nikita Koloff.
It's easy for you to say.
Got choked up there for a second because he looks so great. He joins Title Run Toys Series 2 in two versions with the single colors flipped from the original renders. The standard release features the classic red singlet with removable headband and steel chain, while the ultra-limited black singlet variant is limited to just 300 pieces, and this is just for the series collectors. I don't know about that. I think a lot of people are going to be trying to pick up both. These look great.
Yeah, I don't know if 300's enough. It does look great. Title Run Toys doing it again.
Title Run Toys has got a great, solid plan down. Like, they've been killing it. You know, they do such a good job of character selection.
Yeah,
they do a great really job with these variants. Their shipping is ridiculous because it's everywhere. You can collect this line in any country, basically.
Yeah,
from, you know, and it's
they
it's,
try, they care, as they told us when we were on the bonus pod. And if you haven't listened to that yet, go check that out.
Go check it out.
I do need a Nikita big rubber guy.
Ooh,
I really
in
do.
This
like,
pose?
No.
Always, I like the jacked back arm.
To me, he was another guy like I like to call magazine star who I followed through the magazines as a kid because I didn't get to watch him on TV. But he was on the cover of all the magazines too as a kid.
Yeah,
Ivan and Nikita Koloff. Let's go.
He's awesome, man.
There was another Koloff too, wasn't there? I think it was three of them. I know Ivan and Nikita, but I feel like I'm forgetting another one. That was not
Rusev.
As popular.
No, Rusev Cole.
Not Rusev. Not Rusev. Not
Miro?
Rusev.
No.
Not Miro. Not Miro Koloff.
La Femme Nikita. Yeah,
Title Run doing it again. So
these are great. Oh, check this bad boy out. These are fantastic because we are looking at the Superstar Slammers. I kind of love the graphic here. This is giving me some good vibes, man. I'm loving it. We got Psycho Boy Fodder and Psycho Girl Angelina Love figures dropping spring 2026. Dude, Angelina Love coming back in the fold from her TNA days here. She's got some figures coming, man. She hasn't had a figure since the Deluxe Aggression or Deluxe, TNA line from Jax, man. So this is awesome to see. These look phenomenal.
They do.
I love, very akin to the Rhea Ripley retro coming.
Yeah.
And I think that's the cool thing that's going to be awesome. And there's the fun part when lines are varied enough, you know what I mean? So, like, you could have retros. That Rhea Ripley is her own figure, you know what I mean? And like, it stands out from all the other retros. And I think these will stand up pretty cool, too.
Dude, I think that Jesse Ventura retro looks so good.
It does. I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm so stoked for this year. We got so many good things. But pre-orders for this begin February 2026 and are expected to ship May 2026. It's right
not
around
too
that's
long.
Not that ain't that's you'll sneeze or you'll get sick and you'll wake up and it'll be March already. You'll never know what'll happen.
Thank you to AS7607 in the chat, loving our episode with La Puma, the Hulkamania episode. So much love for that.
Appreciate
thank
it,
you, man. And I know La Puma appreciates it as well.
Yeah.
So thank you, thank
La
you.
La Puma's
thank
such
you.
A nice guy.
Dude,
you cannot not love that episode. It's
absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? He's a fellow Staten Islander. So
yeah. How can you go wrong?
Yeah,
but these will also be available at select shows at their online store and the forbidden whatnot sightings.
Yeah.
And RIP to Matt Cardona's whatnot.
Yeah. And rocking with Dan's job.
But a big beautiful I bet you Chelsea's very happy that she doesn't lose her flossing utensils anymore and appliances and thank goodness. So we're happy about it.
I think we were all huge Hulk Hogan fans as a kid, right?
Yeah, of course.
We got this guy's from Staten Island too.
Whoa,
that's insane.
You guys got like a modge podge going on out there.
Well, you know, you remember Carmella was the princess of Staten Island, and if there wasn't
that.
If there was ever anybody who symbolized what a Staten Island hoochie mama looked like, it was Carmella.
Yeah.
Did I just say that?
They did a good job.
Yeah. All right. Let's.
She did. She was.
The girls wearing jogging pants. That every Staten Island girl was wearing jogging pants.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm not even.
It's. I mean, it's the thing.
All walking through the mall, through the Staten Island Mall. I'm telling. The good old days. I remember cutting school and just going to the mall.
That's what we used to do too.
Yeah.
Our malls were a little more dangerous.
I remember one time I cut school. And I went to go down the elevator, and all of a sudden I looked, and my mom was coming up the escalator, and I moved really fast. I don't think she saw me. She never said anything.
Oh, I've had some close encounters where
I guess this is a girl, AS7607.
Well, yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in. She's got the Staten Island vibe going on. It's rocking and rolling.
I'll gladly name you the true princess of Staten Island.
She's
going to
pick up
a girl.
She might pick up the psycho girl Angelina Love figure.
There you go.
Yeah, dig it.
Mike,
check
bees.
It out. Much like most bees, I don't need to see any more bees, but we got a first reveal at Wrestling Megastars. One of 800 killer bees arriving this month. Epic toys coming in. The packaging looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a good really killer does. Bees logo with the WrestleMania font and stuff.
Dude, I love these. They make me want to get them.
Yeah. They look good. Yeah.
They do.
They look great.
They really do. And I was a big Killer Bees fan as a kid. I was always disappointed. They were probably one of my favorite tag team as a kid, so I was so disappointed they never won a tag team title.
Oh, did you ever see when they beat up Macaulay Culkin in My Girl?
What? No!
those were the real Killer
those
Bees.
Those were different Killer Bees. Yeah, that wasn't B. Brian Blair and Jumping Jim Brunzel.
It would be funny if they reenacted it with Killer Bees.
Yeah, the jackets really do look great, too.
The detail on the jackets are phenomenal. These look fantastic, man. Epic Toys, again, another one. Coming in hot with some great, great figures here. These look fantastic.
Dude, and Jumpin' Jim Brunzel could do a drop kick with the best of them.
Yeah.
So good.
This retro figure could do a good drop kick, too.
Yeah. I need these. I might need these. These jackets look amazing. Epic Toys, just killing it. Killing it. All right.
And if you want, you could use it to be like a cosplay for like future gimmick table 2035 Adam Cole.
You know, the other thing that's kind of frustrating to me is like I never ordered the other ones with the masks and now they're gone.
That's FOMO is like it's so hard to miss out on FOMO, you know, like you want it so bad and then you miss out on one thing and then you don't want to go back and start collecting the whole line and then be the guy that's like, oh, I have to pay extra because of this and like
yeah.
It's hard. This is a hard part of collecting that nobody talks about is picking and choosing.
Yeah. It's so true.
Very, very true.
The Tanahashi, like, I love the
beautiful
big
rubber guy. Yeah.
But I feel like I don't need it. But
yeah.
But
you're not a Tanahashi guy. Like, you're not a big New Japan dude.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I gotta pick and choose, and I got a ringside order I got to place. I need Bell Demolition. Did you see that new Greatest Hits freaking Ultimate Cody? Ugh.
It's beautiful.
Do you think we'll ever see Mattel Killer Bee figures unless they came out before? Know that Mattel's never made Killer Bee figures, and I would love for them to make us some 6-inch Killer Bee figures and swappable heads with the masks.
Ooh, You're that mad about the masks.
So no, but I'm just saying, if you're gonna release it, like, how cool would it be? You have a swappable head. You don't want to put an actual.
I want the damn mask.
Yeah, so I want the masks. Like, do you remember the gimmick of them going under the ring and putting their masks on and switching spots?
Yeah.
Like, it was so fun, and they were good guys.
Well, that's the fun part about old school tag team wrestling.
Yeah.
Nobody does that shit anymore. That's what made it fun.
I wouldn't say nobody does that shit anymore. Well, I feel like that's a gimmick that still kind of happens.
Yeah.
People swapping spots and, all right.
Needs to happen more.
Epic Toys. Look amazing.
Yes.
Go get yours today. Be Brian Blair. Jump in Jim Brunzel.
Follow the buzz.
Follow the buzz.
Go get your killer bees from Epic
That's
Toys.
It.
Zzz. Ooh, that rugged Ronnie Garvin from the back over here. Sneak peek over here. Look at that. He looks rugged.
Yeah, he does.
I like his hairline.
Coming to Epic Toys soon. I remember he had a feud with Greg Valentine.
Yeah.
That's why he's wearing the thing around his shin. Yeah, so that Garvin stomp. You remember the Garvin stomp?
I do remember the Garvin
stomp. You see Randy Orton now. They call it the Orton stomp, don't they?
Yeah.
That, to me, when I see him do it, I'm like, hey, that's the Garvin stomp. But I'm an old school. Like you got to pay respect where it's due, and I think Ronnie Garvin doesn't get enough respect in this business.
But you see it enough.
You see what enough?
The stomp. You see his mannerisms throughout wrestling.
Yeah, but he doesn't get the credit. Like, the guy is very underrated, not talked about enough. So
yeah, he's still good. I'm here for it. I can't wait to see the rest of this rugged.
Yeah, what does his front look like?
Exactly.
So,
it's a Ric Flair plane ride from hell. Turns around.
The place that's coming soon, free helicopter.
This is like that CM Punk Foco. You turn it around, he's not going to be having any pain.
Oh my god.
Ooh. Well, let me tell you something, Thomas Montalto. I think my eyes are showing me something good, because I think this is the pre-order for the Jesse the Body Ventura that I was so damn concerned that I pre-ordered already. So,
is it?
I think so.
But no, but here's my question.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a pre-order? We've known about that figure for so long now, or could it possibly be order it, it's in stock?
I hope it's in stock. Tickle me pink, Mattel.
Hold on.
Oh, he's looking. He's hearing something. He's got a call from the backstage hotline. Maybe he's got some killer bees in his house.
I hear some weird noise coming from my basement. And it's scary. I don't know what it is.
It's the killer bees, man. They're buzzing. They're coming to get you.
No, I really don't know what it is.
Is it the boogeyman? I am the boogeyman.
I'm sorry, we're live and I'm in my basement, but
I don't hear anything.
I don't know what it is.
I don't have my AI voice on anymore. We stopped using that, so it's not me.
I'll just start ignoring that noise. Mo, the big god in the chat. What's up, Mo?
What up, Mo? Yeah. But yes, maybe pre-order. I don't care if it's pre-order, if it's in stock. I want it. I need it. I got to get it. If it's Jesse the Body Ventura, let's go. Wednesday, January 14th, 9 p.m. Pacific time. That's for all you friends over on the West Coast. Tom's freaking out over here.
Give me 1 minute. I got to go check this out.
But yeah, check it out. Check out the awesome, awesome little teaser here from Mattel Creations. Cannot wait to see what it is. I'm assuming. And don't call me an ass, because I'm assuming. But I'm looking forward to seeing if it's Jesse. If it is, instant pre-order. But if it's something new, can't wait to see what they got up their sleeves as well. I wonder what Tom's visitor is going to be. Is everybody tuning in? Are we getting ready for it? It's Matt Cardona. I would love if it was Matt Cardona. I don't know if it's going to be. I'm just catching up on the comments. What's up, everybody? I was reading news notes, so it's good to see everybody in the chat. How y'all doing? Yeah, see, not a fan of Raven shorts. Either was I. It could be worse. It could be worse. But yeah, I can't wait. I can't change the slides until Tom comes back. So we're going to talk about Mattel Creations pre-ordering time. This is going to be cool. I always love a good pre-order. Love a good drop. First drop of 2026. Mattel's got a lot of good stuff in store for us this year. So I bet this is just the very, very, very beginning. And yeah, I think Tom's back.
I'm back. Hold on. Fix
it. It's all good. He's got to fix the flop for the top. Boom.
All right. Everything's okay. Everything is okay. So I have a fan on to blow the heat this way because I have a heater down here.
Yeah.
So it could blow me. Blow the hot air towards me.
Uh-huh.
And it was hitting the wall. And that's the noise I heard.
All right.
I might have to edit that out.
I don't know. It was pretty funny. I'd leave
Freudian,
it in just for the memes. Freudian it's good.
Slip over there.
Yeah.
But okay. So just Mattel Creations. Pre-order or in stock. If that's even what it is, maybe it's something we're not expecting.
I just said Mattel's got so much stuff planned that we don't even know about this year. I can't wait to talk about. Like, I can't wait to see. I can't wait to get our hands on all this stuff that's going to be coming in 2026, Tom.
I know.
This is a crazy year for figures. I just got my Piper's Pit set.
Oh, I got mine.
Love.
I mean, as you know, I got mine months ago from Mattel. Sent me a little gift. But I got a second one in the mail today because I pre-ordered it, but the box is all damaged. And now I need to get another one.
You know what's funny?
What?
I was so sick. I had like 5-6 boxes of figures sitting in my mail room since Friday, and I just got them yesterday, and I went down there to grab them, and my elevator was starting to act up on the way back up, and I was like, what the hell?
You gotta start taking the steps, dude.
Well, I if I took the steps, I not only would have not gotten down there, I don't think I would have made it back up.
Well, when you feel better, because when you're sick, it's not the best time. But like at work and everything, my goal, like we have elevators,
yeah.
But I don't exercise, so my exercise is taking the steps.
Oh, if as long as I'm not on the 9th floor or something, I'm taking the steps. I don't mind about doing that. But let's take some steps over to Mattel Creations on January 4th. 9 a.m. Pacific 14th. Time.
14th.
Thank you. I talked about it while you're gone, so they already know about it. That's their
there
fault.
We go.
Check it out. Speaking of bare-assed awesome collectibles, check out the Forever Collectibles DX Tank Invasion. They were never driving. It's not a tank. It's a Jeep. It's an invasion. The Nitro Invasion bobblehead set, one of 225, is now available. You got 5 figures on here. Very cool. DX in full, ready to invade the next AEW show.
Ooh, or WCW.
Well, that's the closest thing we can do. These kids these days will know what WCW
is. Can you imagine if WCW would have just let them in when they showed up?
They should have.
They should. Eric Bischoff said that's one of his only regrets.
That's probably the biggest regret to have.
Yeah.
It would have made for great TV.
Can you imagine?
Nobody would have started shit. You know what I mean? Like, I think it would have been so playful.
It would have been
fun.
It would have just been fun, dude.
I wish in hindsight they would go back and redo the Monday Night Wars, knowing how good of friends they became afterwards.
Yeah. Because
I think Vince and Bischoff would have made a fortune. And I mean an absolute fortune. Could you imagine if they did a whole Invasion Nitro where Stone Cold showed up?
Can you imagine they did a Dream pay-per-view for that?
Yeah.
Might have been the best-selling pay-per-view of all time.
I think about when Stone Cold was doing the pager angle for the Rumble, and I think how awesome it would have been if like Goldberg just like looked down and be like, the hell is 316? And just, boom.
I have an idea for a fun episode. We should really do a fun episode where we book the pay-per-view Monday Night Wars, WWE versus WCW.
I think that would
be amazing.
We got the line from Mattel. We could tie it into that.
That is true. Dude, you could do some figure photography for it.
That'd be fun, man.
Yeah.
I love it. Foco. Go get your Foco, man. Forever Collectibles.
Yeah. Speaking
of
Foco.
If you're not down with that, we got one more for you. Check out Torrey Wilson from WWE Armageddon. This is from the poster series of the bobbleheads. This also drops. This one looks cool. This is a limited edition of 125. Torrey Wilson doesn't get enough love in figure form either, man.
Everybody loves a figure.
No, that's what I'm saying. Well, that's not that figure. I mean, the plastic figures.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, this looks way better than it should. This looks so good.
This doesn't look like a WWE bobblehead. This looks insane.
It really does. Like, hats off to Foco. Like,
they did a great job. Love the hair flow.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. If I had another wall to put more shit on, I would definitely be all over these bobbleheads.
Oh, I agree. I have some of right next to me right here, but I don't even know who made them, but they were from WWE shop from years ago. And one of my favorite things I have is the statues from the Hall of Fame.
Those are the best.
Yeah, like
those are really cool.
They should make new ones of the people that
I would
that don't
love
have
to see. some more statues. The Hall of Fame series statues from Mattel.
Oh my gosh, we talk about it all the time. Hey, listen, let's save that for what we're going to talk about when we're done with the news.
Yeah.
Put that on that list, and I'm with you 100% of the way.
But yeah. We're moving on from big bobbleheads to our good friends over at Big Shots with the biggest championship in all of wrestling history. That's right. You're looking at the Winged Eagle Series 1. It launches January 12th through the 26th, 2026. I don't think you're going to want to miss out on these. These are awesome. I love the concept of accessories in Pillow Buddy form. And we know there's not another company in the business that does Pillow Buddies better than Big Shots. And we got an awesome code to save you 10%. That's FigGuys10 over at Big Shots.
And the FigGuys10.
The FigGuys10. But there's not a lot of Big Shot people out there giving out codes.
No.
I'll tell you that right now. And we love our Big Shots, man.
We do love our
Did you
big
see
shots,
that man. Awesome? I got teary-eyed. Did you see that awesome reel they posted on New Year's with us and Fig Heel in it?
What a great video.
Blown away.
We were in it.
We're in a video with Topanga.
Wow.
Who'd have thought?
And I got to see Topanga at the...
Man, now you got something to talk about.
Me like, and Topanga.
Hey, but what a honor to be involved with them. They've killed it this year. I'm so proud of our friends over at Big Shots for the beautiful 2025 they had, and I can't wait to see how beautiful 2026 treats them. These look awesome. So go support them because we love them. They love you. They make the best product. They take care of their customers. They're very, very well done, and they're good friends. So we love our Big Shot people over there.
Music enjoyer making an interesting comment I'd like to talk about later when we get to our next segment.
Yeah, let's do it then.
So, all right. It's the Winged Eagle.
I gotta do a cough mute real quick.
Oh, that's it. That's all the news, right? Oh, he's coughing.
I'm coughing like the Undertaker.
We have no more news for that, right?
I see something that says 7 Legends.
No, that's just so part of the Winged Eagle set. There's 7 legends. It's a blind item.
Oh, so I didn't get that was together. So 7 legends, blind pull drop, 2-week window only. I thought it was a whole different news piece. I apologize. Well, run it back one time. Okay. Big Shots, Legends of the Winged Eagle Series 1 launched January 12th through the 26th. 7 legends, blind pull drops. Those are the best kind of drops in the world, besides old elbow drops from Macho Man, baby. Yeah. But this is a 2-week window only. I'm excited to see who's going to be in it.
Dude.
Now you got me peaked. Now I'm even more excited. So
makes me want to order one.
Yeah. Go to getbigshots.com so you can order one and use the code THEFIGGUYS10 to take 10% off your big order.
Yeet.
That's how you run it back.
Does that mean, can Cody be in there since he actually held
the... Kevin Owens?
Kevin Owens stole the title.
It's okay. That doesn't mean he can't have it.
That is true.
Ooh, there's so many good names. True. Stone Cold.
Dude, Stone Cold.
Bret
Steve
Hart,
Austin.
HBK.
Oh, hell yeah.
All
right. Let me...
Man, yeet. That and running it back is exhausting. No wonder why Jey Uso runs out of breath during his matches.
Is that why it is? All right, Mike, you ready for a ringside roundup?
He must have the flu too. Yes, I'm ready for the ringside roundup.
Ringside roundup.
Ringside Roundup brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. When you're done listening to us talk about everything we talk about in the Ringside Roundup, head on over to Ringside Collectibles, place yourself a big ass order. And then when you go to check out, you put in the code. What is our code? Fig Guys.
Bam!
That's our code. Fig Guys. 7 letters, 1 word, F I G G U Y S. Place yourself a nice order. There's some great new stuff in stock and some new stuff coming soon.
I love it.
Why don't you say we get right into
now? Let's take care of some business. Is it cool if I leave the QR code up? Because you need to know where you need to go to get the show. So make sure you guys, if you guys see something here you like, you got the code right on your left to save yourself 10%. And then Tom's getting eaten alive by that QR code over there. But we got good news and we got great news because he's not just a big rubber guy. He is coming to... I mean, the end of the line for the AEW Jazzwares line. Who knows? Maybe they're going to sneak out some bangers this year.
Dude, did you see? I mean, I know you've been sick and under the weather, but I posted that reel talking about the Jazzwares stuff.
That was another fever dream. And I don't know what happened.
And then Fig Heel got involved in the chat, and My Damn Toys, and like people don't like, oh, but they just dropped this. Well, yeah. Idiots, we said there were going to be releases this year. I'm sorry, yeah. I just can't call them idiots.
No, but don't be dumb.
We said there were going to be releases, and then
they're not dumb.
They're not done. They just released us. We said we were going to get releases through 2026.
Yeah, this was a good hype up, but this is beautiful. Don't let the news discourage you from ordering more figures, because we do love our AEW figures, man. We love our stuff from Jazzwares. They have great quality, great awesome stuff. And this Tanahashi is none other than exceptional. He comes with a soft goods jacket. This thing is going to be off the hook insane. So make sure you guys go order it right now. Available at Ringside Collectibles for pre-order. The Forever Ace AEW New Japan Ringside Collectibles exclusive. Use code FIGGUYS to save 10%.
Good job. Did you see Cena posted his picture and a whole bunch of people like posted tributes to Tanahashi?
Yeah.
I didn't see Tanahashi posting Cena's picture when he retired.
Well, you know what the thing is like Tanahashi is, I mean, talk about one of the hardest workers. I'll give him, he's like the Shawn Michaels of Japan.
Oh, wow.
He is
so, see by his outfit.
He is so damn good. It's so flawless in the ring. You know how HBK worked, you know, those taker matches? Every match of Tanahashi's was flawless. Like, he was so incredible. And I loved Okada putting him out to pasture. Nobody complained about Okada, you know, making him go out on his last match, but they did.
But you know what? He's not John Cena. That's just how much John Cena meant to everybody.
Well,
I mean, listen, I don't think John Cena did anything wrong by losing his last match.
I'm all in favor of it now.
I wanted him to win too. I really did. However, it's just part of the business. Like,
what are you going to do?
You know, it would have been cool if the last match should have been Tanahashi versus Cena and like a draw.
You know, it would have been awesome if Vince McMahon came back and gave hugs, flowers, and, you know, they went out for steak dinners afterwards and.
I don't want Vince McMahon back.
No, I'm just saying, like, in a goodbye part. That could have been a good grand farewell to both of them, for all I care, you know? I keep out of the booking. I miss the character. I miss our, hey, pal, you know?
I think I'm glad. I love Vince, but I've had
Vince. I love Vince the character. I'm so happy with
that. I don't mind if Vince the character came back, but if he's going to start touching creative.
But that's the thing. You can't separate the man from the creative mind.
No.
And once he's back for good. Nobody needs that.
I heard he's the new commissioner of the Real American Freestyle. No, I made that up.
He should be. I know our good friend Jeremy Padour is a big backer for the Real American Freestyle.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he was just at one of the shows with Nick
that doesn't
Hogan.
Say that they're done with AEW. I don't know what does.
Hey, just because he even believes in amateur wrestling. Amateur wrestling is a very untapped market.
Wait,
man.
Is it amateur wrestling? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's freestyle American amateur wrestling. So it's like
boring
a
boring wrestling. In other words, it's called boring wrestling.
It's got some moments to it. I used to amateur wrestle. I was pretty good at it. It's a tough thing. It is a tough sport to be in. Very, very tough sport. Very, very athletic. Very competitive. And you have to
get
your shit
together. It's not that tough because I know a guy who won with a broken freaking neck.
Hey, he was an Olympic gold medalist, all right? But go get your Tanahashis. I ain't missing out on this. This is an instant scoop for me. Might be my first purchase. Well, no, I already bought shit in 2026, but might be one of my upcoming purchases, if you will.
Oh, all right.
Let's do it. Boom. Check this out. Top Picks 2026. I love the way it sounds. Wave 3. You can't see him because he's right here. We got Seth Rollins and John Cena. These look great. I love the Top Picks line lately. They've been doing such a great job with it. I want more Cena figures. I want this purple Matt Cardona looking Seth Rollins. He better come with the jacket. Like, this better be a pimped out.
If they're showing this picture, I'm pretty sure he's coming with the jacket.
Yeah, I wish this was an Ultimate. That's my only takeaway.
I think every
here.
Seth Rollins figure at this point should be an Ultimate.
Yeah, you're not wrong. He looks fantastic in Ultimate.
How do you not?
Yeah. Last Becky. Maybe Becky could yell at Sam and Sam can talk about it and we'll figure it out. These look great, though. I can't wait to get these.
My fan is making that noise again. All right.
It's applauding for you. It misses it. WWE main event, 164. This is a banger of a set. Wow. You never thought in my entire life would I be looking at a poster with Logan Paul, Razor Ramon, and Ricky Saints. What is going on here? CM Punk's in there. We got what is that? Ivy Nile?
Ivy Nile, yes.
She, NXT, I'm assuming.
No, American Alpha, dude.
Oh, that's who she is. I couldn't tell. I'm still sick. Don't judge. All right. But she looks good. I'm pumped for it. Yeah. Awesome looking set. This is insane.
She'll be the answer to a trivia question. Who is the only person Maxine Dupri defeated during her Intercontinental title run?
So. You stumped me.
Ivy Nile.
There you go.
That's like Jeopardy, Mike. I told you she was the answer to the question. And I
what
stumped
is,
you. I
forgot to say what is. But get these while you can from Ringside Collectibles. These are amazing. Pre-order now.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. New in stock in these. Already stealing contender for figure of the year. This Penta and Cody Rhodes defining moments set, new in stock, shipping out. You better go pick them up. I got to order mine.
Dude.
I'm already seeing pictures. They
I'm trying,
amazing.
Mike. I'm trying.
Oh, I love it. These
are
so good.
Look how good this is. They look great.
I think the people who are getting them in hand already, they're putting them over to the moon as they should.
Brian Myers opened it on a major pod this week, too.
Yeah. Nothing but good words, right?
Yeah.
I had the mouthpiece sitting in perfectly.
This is magic. What magic has brought back to Mattel with those mouthpieces.
Oh, it's magic. My throat's scratchy, you know. But these are amazing. Go pick them up before they are gone forever.
Yeah.
Look great. I don't think this Penta is going to be in the vault line
in the future. You never know.
Never know, but they'll change it up.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
I love when I do that stuff. Like, in the beginning, I wasn't crazy on the vault and the best of, and now, like, I'm fine with it. Yeah. Especially, it's allowing us to get figures that we couldn't normally get at a decent price.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't care because I just collect because I want what I want. So if I could get something cheaper than buying a secondary market for an old figure, hell yeah.
And it gives us the opportunity to be a little bit more flexible with our wallets, too.
And if people are like, oh, Mattel, you're killing us. But Mattel's a business trying to make money too. So if there's demand, why would you not make it?
Yeah. And if they want to create more figures, then why are we going to be the one yelling them and stopping them?
Absolutely. Just
goofy.
Care. Just keep making them for me.
Give me more plastic men and girls. I want it.
I like it.
Yeah.
And we also need big rubber guys.
We do need big rubber guys, but that's a different.
Plastic
company.
And rubber.
Plastic and rubber.
Yeah, there we go.
So maybe some flubber.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Wait, was that it?
Nope. Two more sets?
There we go.
This is a banger of a set. Check it out. WWE Best of the Ultimate Edition Series 7 featuring that amazing, amazing retooled Cody Rhodes. I love that jacket on him.
Dude, I need this.
I think sleeveless is the right vibe here. I'm really digging it. And then we got this... amazing Undertaker. Tonight. Tom, we talked very, very highly of the Undertaker. Pulled on straps, attached to the waist, doesn't mess with the articulation whatsoever.
Yeah.
The dead man cometh. This is a great, great version of the Taker to get. But let's talk about the face that runs the place. The man that got to beat up John Cena one more time.
What a match.
Yes. AJ Styles. That might have been Cena's best match of his final year.
I think it was. The SummerSlam versus Cody was great too.
It was, but there was that Wyatt moment. All the shit in the Styles match was just beautifully done.
Did you see they're making a documentary on Cena's last year for Peacock?
They should. It'll be.
I
amazing.
Wish it was gonna be on his whole career. Like I want like the Last Ride Undertaker documentary for John Cena.
Yeah.
And if we don't get that, we riot.
Somebody better put my picture of him doing this in one of those damn documentaries. It's such an iconic photo, man.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Think about it. After all these years, somebody was there to take a photo of him going, hey, I was this close. So it was good. And that crazy bastard was my dad. How nuts is that? Yeah. I love this AJ Styles. He's got the mask. He's got, you know, this is a beautiful. one of my favorite Ultimates on display is mine. He's, you can see the little white pants right here. He's chilling. Love the AJ Ultimate. So make sure you guys are getting these while they're hot.
Absolutely.
And they're in stock, so you don't got to wait. They're not in shipping.
I think one of them was sold out.
Is it probably the AJ? The other
day. I think it was The Undertaker. I don't remember. One of them was sold out. But let's go. And last Boom. But not least.
We got the main event, 2-pack Series 25, coming alive with brand new Dominic Mysterio, Liv Morgan. The world, they killed the tag team division. It's Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. They're mourning. I wish they were in their mourning gear. Just the black pants. Just all black attire would be awesome.
That would be cool. I would take those.
Yeah, right? Then we got Braun Breaker.
New Day and Ultimates yet?
How have we not gotten New Day and Ultimates?
Let's go ringside. Let's get a 2-pack of the New Day.
I'll take a 2-pack of the New Day. Yeah. R.I.P. Big E.
He's not dead.
Well, I mean, his career is, but... Yeah. Well, his in-ring career.
Yeah.
I loved Big E a lot. I thought he had great potential. He was a beast.
I thought he was great, but you listen to him speak and
he's you just so never well know, like, articulated.
He seems like you see a guy and he just seems so happy, and then you learn about all the mental health issues and how he's worked through everything.
Yeah.
And it's just like you just want to hug him.
Life is life, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love a bear hug from Big E. He seems like he gives a hell of a bear hug.
Oh, I bet he does.
I bet you he could crack my back.
Dude, he'd crack you in half.
No, I would take it right now. He'd probably feel amazing. But this is a great set, man. Braun Breaker, Jey Uso. Run it back. Yeah. See, it was good stuff. It was good. You know what I loved? But you didn't watch Raw. But when you watch Raw, they like kind of paused the intro entrance.
Oh.
And it was Jimmy.
Oh,
okay. He was like, no heat, no heat. And everybody was like, whoa. And it was almost like he was getting some heel vibes. And then he's like, run it back, like before they got to the ring.
Oh, okay.
So instead of doing all the crazy crap, well, it was good. It was fun. So they ran it back. It was good. I'm done running it back. Head on over to Ringside Collectibles. Run it back over there with your wallets, your codes. Use code FIGGUYS. Save 10%. Pick up all this delicious goodness.
Yeah. All right. That's it for the Ringside Roundup and the news. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we're not done. We got to our main event. I don't think, Mike, you get anything this week or no? I think we don't need to do an unbox with
I'm not unboxing shit, but I will show you what I got.
Well, wait, hold on.
Go ahead, dude.
All right, man.
All right. That's what my brain sounded like all week.
<Do-do-do>.
So I got my beautiful, beautiful Piper's Pit set. Look at that beautiful bad boy. I'm so happy to have it. I know you got yours. Your box really is fucked up. Whoops, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, it's
2026 and I can't breathe. But these are amazing. I really, really love it. So, so good. And... like it might be my favorite play. I'm so torn on if I should open it or not. I have to.
You open it, and then when it like drops to half price, you buy another.
This Piper is immaculate looking.
I love it.
It's so good.
I love it.
This is so perfect.
It really is.
The only thing that's missing is the coconut, and it doesn't
need
to.
That's what I said. Honestly, but you do get an adorable Adrian Adonis hat.
Yes, I love the chairs. Like everything's so well
I know.
Done. I
on
love
the
good
shelf,
place
right
stuff.
Over there.
Mattel, thank you. Thank you.
I hear people thinking that the Adrian Adonis hat is like a little tease that he signed to a Legends deal and we'll be getting figures.
I would hope so.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, but I got nothing like brand new, but I got some goods. I finally picked up this CM Punk Elite.
About time,
which I'm super pumped.
Which one is that?
This is Elite 121.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, but I had an Amazon gift card and I was trying to figure out what I was going to get rid of. Or what I wanted to pick up.
What I was going to get rid of? You got a gift card?
I was getting rid of my gift card is what I was doing. But there was one guy that I knew I couldn't miss out on having, and that was the one and only Sam Roberts. So I finished my Build-A-Figure Sam Roberts set because they were like $22 on Amazon. I was like, why not pick them up?
Good deal.
So I got all four of those. They're across the thing. They're sitting there. But I got this beautiful thing. And on top of that... I got an awesome care package from a good friend.
You did?
And it did. And look at this beautiful 30th anniversary of The Undertaker. I can't believe I don't know why I don't have this in my set.
You didn't even remember when I mentioned it.
I know. And I was like, wait, what?
That was a but Walmart then I seen exclusive. It and I was like,
that's why I don't have it in the collection.
Yeah.
Stupid Walmart.
I agree.
And, of course, the Chase Ric Flair.
Yeah.
I was more impressed with the Ric Flair head in pictures.
The really? Kind
of, yeah.
I like it.
It's great. I'm keeping it in the box.
It looks like young Ric Flair. I thought they did a good job of capturing young Ric Flair.
It's all about the angles, you know?
That is so true. Like that Liv Morgan figure, you made that one angle look so good.
Dude, the one I took yesterday, she came out amazing looking. Like, it was so good.
I don't think it looks much like her.
I got to send you, there was one, the reason why I didn't post it is, like, I was looking, there was one of the pics that was really blurry.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll send it to you. You'll see it. You'll be like, wow, that looks just like her. Like, the way that it got her face angled with the shadowing.
Yeah, I want to see it, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. But, yeah. On top of that, let me move my tissues. John Cena came. I'm excited for this. Chicago Bears, John Cena. So fitting for me, you know, obviously. Chi-town boy. I got Sam Roberts' legs. He could walk. And
I told you,
talk.
This set is amazing. One of the best pay-per-view sets they ever released. That Stardust.
The Stardust is one of the best figures ever.
I agree.
It is out of this world. All the puns intended.
I agree.
I'm not getting the rest of them. But then all this great stuff from Figure Toy Company. That's what we're looking at. The fans are amazing. I love, like, this is so goofy. You get little selfies. Yeah, good stuff. What about you?
All I got was the Piper's Pit this week. I don't think I got another wrestling figure thing.
Legends.
I pre-ordered it 4 months ago.
That was something we missed on the news. It's Legends time, man.
I'm waiting for my Target. Do not have them yet. So
I have to go check. Haven't been able
look
to
look at the Target
house.
App. You got them delivered right to your house.
I you know what? That's probably what's going to happen. But
I need
the RV,
Heenan, man. I need them all. But that Heenan looks great.
That RVD was from WrestleMania 22, very near and dear to me. Can't wait to get that. Bobby the Brain Heenan, one of my favorites of all time.
Mr. Perfect. And you also take off his singlet, and he's got AWA, the tights from when he won the AWA title.
Super cool, man.
Yeah,
super cool.
Stuff.
Great set. And that Bulldog is clean.
Bulldog's great, too. It's a great legend set.
This is a very, very good.
I'm so glad this legend set's coming out, because that means Mr. Fuji's not far behind. Speaking of Mr. Fuji, Mike, let's head into the main event.
Man, I couldn't record that bumper this week if I wanted to.
So let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I feel like Trick Williams.
Let's talk
about
it.
Isn't that what he says? I can't stand that guy. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
He
can't stand himself either.
No, my friend ran it. Well, a friend of mine is a photographer for the NXT brand. And he just ran into him at the movie theater, and he posted it on his Facebook. Ran into my friend Trick Williams. I wouldn't have even recognized him because he just looked like a guy dressed. He didn't look like...
It's, you have to know him, you know?
Yeah,
you have to
absolutely.
Be a fan.
And he works some people, him, so he knows him, yeah.
There's so many people that I know. I've seen them in TV all the... If I see them walk past me in an airport, I wouldn't know who the hell
they are. 100%.
And you're just like, oh, wow, that's that guy. That's crazy.
I didn't even put it together that we're in a reel with friggin' Topanga. That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about 2026. Let's make some predictions. Let's talk about what we want. I'm going to go first, and it starts with the Piper's Pit, but I hope this Piper's Pit leads to more play sets.
I'm with you, 100%.
I'm for the flower shop. I'm for the barber shop. Give me the snake pit. Give me the funeral parlor. Like, I'll take any of them.
I think they're very easy to do at some point,
after
right?
Looking at how they did this Piper's Pit, perfect. They nailed
it. Yeah, 100%.
I saw somebody posted it in a major wrestling figure podcast group, like, oh, we waited so long. It should have been out a couple years ago. And Steve's like, yeah, but if it came out sooner, it wouldn't have been this good. And that's a great point. Sometimes you just need to wait and let it simmer, because this set's amazing. Now, and I see people posting all over the place how much they love this set. It's the best thing Mattel's ever done. We need
more play
sets.
Keep doing that. Keep doing that, because you guys do that, we're going to get more play sets.
Exactly.
I said this on the Ringside Live. I say this here, and I echo this statement. We are the community. You want the stuff to come out. You have to back the backings. You got to be there and show the support, show the love, write them, and tell them this works. we like this, you know, because if you don't say something, that's the other thing. Speak with your wallet for consumer products, man.
Absolutely.
Especially everybody buys so much stuff here. And I know you guys do. You can't tell me. Listen, look at me and Tom. Our houses are just little wrestling stores from the past.
It's like a wrestling museum in my basement.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, we have to be the people that do this. If nobody else is going to do it, we, the people. Aw. That was a good gimmick. I liked that gimmick. I thought that was fun.
You were the one.
I was the one. I really was. Dutch Mantel. I love seeing Dutch Mantel back on TV.
I did love seeing Dutch Mantel, man. I'll tell you. That's what made it.
And it gave you a reason to enjoy Jack Swagger.
Yeah. I mean.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. I didn't mind him with.
No, he was great. Mantel. Yeah. He's a guy that needs a mouthpiece.
The name just went out of my head.
Jake Hager.
No, what was the name of his manager? Jack Swagger. Deb? Not Deb.
Oh,
I can't think of his name, of what his name was.
I don't know. He's Dutch Mantel to me.
I just had it. He's always Dutch Mantel. I had it in my head, and then it just slipped away.
Deb Coulter,
yes.
Right?
Something like that. Zeb Coulter.
Zeb.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it was Tyson. What the hell was his name?
I did get something else this week, and I'm an idiot.
It's okay.
I got
I'm an idiot, too, and I didn't get anything.
My friend Austin in Maryland, and he picked up a couple of things for me at
Crab Cakes?
John Cena's last match.
Ooh.
No, so he got me the shirt.
He picked
me up the autographed Last Time Is Now picture.
Nice.
And, but he also included a couple extra little goodies in there, including the CM Punk Chase from AEW, the Ring of Honor one.
Nice. That's a great figure, man.
Yeah, it is a great figure. And you
shout
had
out
that,
to
right?
Austin.
I didn't have the Chase.
I love the
great goodies in the box. So I did have more and I totally forgot. So
that's cool though. Shout out to Austin. We love Austin. Oh hell yeah.
So Mike, if you could pick one place at this year, like what would it be?
Ooh. Man. Well, crowdfund cages are clearly off the table, right?
I think they're coming. I think it's coming eventually.
I think it's coming this year. I think they'll announce it in due time. And if they don't. It is what it is. Yeah. They probably need time to listen. There's enough shit going on that they got to figure it out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm patient. I want it to be good. I don't want it to be rushed.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Always. But playset wise, man, I would love to see either a new stage. Because there hasn't been a stage in a while. I know that there's some heat on the stages, but make a small one. They did a good job with the Kmart ones. I don't think those were bad. The stage isn't huge anymore. You know what I mean? Like the stage is very modularized, so they could just come out with a few pieces to make you build the stage.
Ooh, there you go.
That would be cool. Maybe a line that has the couple stage pieces in it and build, you know, like they did with the Walmart things where they build a little playset. You could build a little stage, a couple panels.
I like it.
See what I mean? I'm working on some gimmicks, but if not that, I'd love to see a look at like Gorilla.
Dude, I see somebody posting custom Gorilla positions for sale, and I'm like, that would be an awesome get, man.
I think Gorilla would be good, especially with the suited Triple H figure from the three pack. He put the little headphones on him. He's going to be calling the shots. Go to camera 46, camera 32.
Backstage area.
I love so the Kmart backstage area was fantastic. So I got to give them a shout out. Like I want more stuff. Like I think they do a great job. Underrated at the accessories and the backstage play sets and stuff. So give me what I want. Love to see like a forklift, like a I Quit match playset.
There you go. That'd be something fun. That's a great idea.
Yeah, start doing some match ones, Buried Alive. You'd probably get away with that. Undertaker would be a great sales piece for a lot of dirt. Bring your own dirt.
There you go. I wouldn't want to put my figure under a dirt.
Meh.
But I have an idea. You can make the plastic look like dirt with just a little hand coming out.
Yeah, have a little button you hit and the hand pops out. Be cool.
Mike, but what? If, okay, let's predict the more for 2026.
Yeah.
What if they kind of continue with the LJNs, which we know they're going to do?
Yes.
But what if they release like one with each set where it's more like a statue and it's posed in somebody's signature pose or move?
I'd be cool.
You know what
with
I
that.
Mean? Like, we're looking for statues and you don't even have to make a whole new line for this. right? You could just continue with the LJNs, and it was
kind of
great.
Like, can kind you of like a what Piper, major moments was going to be?
Piper, like, doing his point or whatever, something like
that'd
that.
That would be cool. Yeah. Or, you know, anything. Like, it would be
Hogan
awesome,
like
though.
This?
Yeah. I'd love to see Switch up on the posing.
Yeah. So,
that'd
I mean,
really
look,
cool
they nailed it
do.
With Tito Santana and Hillbilly Jim. Well, that was Big Rubber Guys, duh.
Dude, what do you think is coming? What do you think Series 3 of Big Rubber Guys is going to fill out to be? Or not Big Rubber Guys, LJN, yeah.
Well, we know already it's CM Punk and Jey Uso in Series 3.
Yeah,
so it's gotta be two more throwbacks in there, right?
I wonder.
So I don't even know.
Could this be the Haku? Could we be getting the Haku from Mattel and they'll just be slipping in like that?
Ooh.
Jesse? There's Jesse.
We're getting that Jesse's in Series 2, right?
Yeah,
with King Kong Bundy and the Ultimate Warrior.
So we got so many good options.
I know.
I want to see a Rhea Ripley LJN this year.
Oh, I love that idea.
I think she'd be killer.
I love that idea.
Yeah. I Rhea Ripley's killing it on the women's division, man.
We need
more.
Somebody, whether it be Target or not, we need the old school LJN tag team sets. Two
Ooh.
In the box.
I'd like to see like one of those quarterly. Like, well, give us a 2-pack every 3 months.
Well, that's when the LJNs will be coming out. So four singles and a tag team.
Yeah, and you could even do the drop for the tag like in between the solos releases.
I'm fine with that.
So that way you got something.
A little bridge to gap.
Yeah, it's only one set, so it's not like
yeah.
it can be hard to put on the shelves or hard to because Target's always once Target gets stuff they run out of it like that.
Yeah.
So sign me up. I'd be all here for it.
Yeah. Anything that you're predicting this year? Or your wants this year?
Smart Mark Sterling. Honestly.
I don't know if we're getting it.
Well, that's the thing. It's okay to think and hope. I hope we get him.
I do.
Am I going to be heartbroken if we don't? No, but I really hope we do. I think he's well-deserved it. And that guy has been running the fan side of the AEW like live show experience.
Yeah, he really does, right? He's so
like
good.
He's so good and he does so much more than just be Smart Mark Sterling on TV, and he's great
well,
at that.
Honestly, I'll tell you, I loved Matt and Brian on a major pod, but I thought the show got so much better when Mark joined on a weekly basis.
Absolutely, yeah.
He just added something, different chemistry, different
you view. It's good to have that, like,
oh, 100%.
Extra, because, you need a little bit of variety. Variety always sells, it's good. 100%. But Mark's a good guy, too, and that's the thing. Like, he's got a good, he's great at, he loves his collecting.
Yeah.
He feels it like it's. I love watching Mark go to toy stores on the vlogs. Like he's always interesting when he's at the toy stores. He's always got good, like repertoire and chemistry, and it's fun to watch. So, I hope we get Mark Sterling. We got so much in 2025. It's like, what more can we see? Obviously, we're gonna get New Jack this year.
Yeah,
but I'm still holding out. I'm hoping and praying. I hope we get an announcement at least of some more ECW talent. And
I'm aiming towards
Raven. I want Raven so bad, but I'm not holding my breath.
We're getting a regime.
But yeah, we are getting.
So,
it should be good. What about you?
Well, let's talk about this. Somebody mentioned they hoped that we would get maybe that Jazz Bears would pick up TNA now that they might not have AEW anymore. They're not going to have AEW anymore. I don't want Jazz Rest to ever touch another wrestling figure again.
Hey, listen, TNA is already signed with Ringside Toys.
Well, at least Joe Hendry is, but if they could just start making people individually, hell yes, Ringside Toys, let's go.
I'm looking forward to seeing what the hell Ringside Toys is dropping this year.
Yeah.
You want to talk about predictions, talk about what's going to be across the board. Who knows? That is the most unpredictable drops in the world, and it's the best. They are the KB Toys of throwing out stuff, and you're just walk in and lose your shit because you're like, I didn't even know this was happening, and boom, we're here. Like Joe Hendry's so great. Like it was such a good surprise drop. Me and you were beating ourselves up for like a week trying to figure out who the hell it was going to be.
I know.
It was great.
Play this, Mike. I'm going to point this out to you, okay?
Yeah.
Demolition bell to bell, demolition unsanctioned. Road Warriors bell to bell, Road Warriors unsanctioned. Sabu bell to bell.
He's sitting there.
Sabu unsanctioned, please.
We need it. Yeah, I absolutely after the after how crazy last year was, dude, we lost so many amazing, talented people last year. It's insane. I can't even believe that we lost Sabu and Hogan in the same year.
I know. And Theo Huxtable.
And Theo Huxtable. Crazy.
Malcolm Jamal Warner. So many, so many. You know, my favorite show, General Hospital, like three of the hugest stars of the past passed away last year.
It's insane. So,
yeah, it is. I can't wait to see what else we're getting from Ring Sanction from Ringside. It's so, yeah. I think we're going to get a couple ECW names if I had to guess.
Oh, I'd love to see like a Rhino.
But I love the fact that they're just getting names that we're not expecting. Like,
yeah, I'm great with not knowing.
100%.
I love the, hey, it's out, it's pre-order, go get it now. It's like,
I would much rather wait and be shocked and get it now,
yeah,
than wait 6 months to get it.
I think it's
or
the
a year,
most
or Power Town and never get it.
It's beautiful. It really is.
Ringside Unsanctioned Missing Link.
I know you want it.
I'd want it too.
Be really cool in 6-inch scale.
Yes, and he could come
be
with
really
the green,
cool.
They could do the green spear, yeah, like they did for the Great Muta and WWE.
Listen, man, I think Ringside is going to have a hell of a 2026. I'm super excited for it.
Dude, I agree. I think we're going to see shit we're not expecting. I am excited.
I'm signed up for it. I can't wait.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I cannot wait.
I think we're going to get more TNA figures from them.
Yeah, I think so. I absolutely think
so. The way Tom from Ringside was saying, it sounded like that was a very partnered up agreement. Not an exclusive agreement, but...
Now... Where do you think AEW lands? Let's talk about that for 2026. Do you think we hear of a new deal for them with figures anywhere? Or do you think maybe Big Rubber Guys becomes their action figure line?
I think they'll be okay regardless if they just stick with Big Rubber Guys or not.
Because
me as a fan, I'm not really happy about it.
I don't know if Walmart or Target are going to be willing to accept AEW figures again.
I don't think there's enough meat on the bones on the product right now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and that's the sad part about it, because like you we've seen that the attendance numbers were going down, and that was a big problem, or a big problem for not just the line, but just the actual brand in general. But on top of that, who's going to be putting? I mean, unless Tony Khan like really pops up a good number for figure, like it wasn't that sought after of a line. It wasn't doing that great to begin with. Great, yeah, they were selling out.
I'll tell you what.
The people that wanted them were buying them.
But you remember how I always told you they would fly off my shelves?
Yeah.
These last sets are just sitting there.
That mine too?
I'm seeing Mercedes Moné everywhere. I'm seeing Jeff Jarrett. That whole set. I'm seeing Juice Robinson, Blake Monroe. Or
what a shame that Juice Robinson's amazing.
Yeah, dude, that's such a good figure.
So the regular Ric Flair's best figure everywhere. They made. Yeah. But so it's crazy.
It's a shame.
It is such a shame. And it's just like, again, you will go back to a year ago at All Out. People were clamoring for Hangman and Swerve, and now there's just no reaction to people coming out. It's a hit or miss. Listen, they'll be okay with Big Rubber Guys. I think you'll be happy with Big Rubber Guy AEW talent here and there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, especially if they do more stings.
Let's do four sets a year of, like, four.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Yeah,
I think that's okay. You know, that there's not a the only thing I'm mad about that we didn't get is the Truth Runners. I think they would have, or the Outrunners. Outrunners.
Yeah.
It would have been great. Not much else that we could have missed out. Maybe Old Man Sting, but
yeah,
did we really need another Sting? I mean, yeah. Not that we don't need more Stings, but.
I'll close it out with
a couple
more figures that I would like that we haven't gotten yet in Mattel form. Give me a Slick.
Yes.
And Adrian Adonis.
I'd buy a Slick. Adrian Adonis would be cool.
Yeah, I need Adrian Adonis. I need adorable Adrian.
I hope we get some new names to the Monday Night Wars line, like Chavo Guerrero.
He just signed a Legends deal, right?
Very big deal for the WCW era and very big deal for the WWE era. It's very cool, so it goes both ways. Who else did I just have in mind that I was like, this is going to work out, and I hope we see... Oh, I hope we get more surprise names like Al Snow and stuff like that thrown into the mix. Because, listen, you can't... I love the Monday Night Wars line, but we can't just be coming out with, the same people every wave, you know, and I'm not, that's not a knock at that. And it's just, we need some freshness in the line. I love the new Booker T figures. Like, they're so good, but I want to see more. That's yeah. when I was in my little fever dream watching Nitro. I was like, oh man, Juventud Guerrero is so good. So I hope we get to see some AAA figures.
Ooh, Mr.
I want La Parca. Give me the goods, man. There's a lot of meat on the bones over there.
Yeah.
At AAA, and I'm sure they're working out the kinks and trying to figure it all out. So I sign me up, man. The hype is real. There's a lot of good stuff we could pick out, though. A lot of good talents that I want to see. I'm excited for. I hope we get Danhausen in WWE this year.
We're gonna get
that. Oh yes, very very good. I want him on the next. He's gonna be next.
I think he should be on NXT because you know what? You put him on NXT, he's now on CW.
I think you put him on everything.
I mean, I would not. I'm telling you. My idea, you get Danhausen, you give him a talk show like Tuesday Night Titans.
Yes.
I think that would be entertaining.
You remember how AEW would throw him in the crowd?
Yeah.
Now they have TV shows to do it. Yeah. Yes. Now they have TV shows to do it. You could put him in the crowd at Raw where he's eating popcorn.
Yeah.
And he curses somebody and then they call him out and like,
yeah.
Give us that. I want those goofy moments. I want them to treat Danhausen the way Danhausen should have been treated. And
I don't understand AEW. You got a guy who was your number one merch seller and you just didn't put him on TV.
Money. Printing money. He literally was printing money.
He did it himself. They just signed him to a contract.
Yeah, and he didn't even need to do anything. That's best just, action figures that came out from Jazzwares were the Danhausen figures.
Just explains Tony Khan for you. Like, he just drops the ball sometimes. Yeah, I guess.
Can't win them all, man. We had a great run is what I always like to say. I really enjoyed that ride.
Yeah.
I was blessed. It was a good time. Great, great time. I hope we get, obviously, the return of Jericho. Can't wait to see a Ultimate Edition Chris Jericho.
I'm still not convinced he's coming to WWE. I still think he's toying with us and he winds up back in AEW.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I hope he embraces a retirement tour.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. I agree with that. Even if he comes back to AEW, it should be for one last run.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have him do it in
WWE. Yeah, I mean, he didn't have that much weight to lose anymore.
No, that's true.
Yeah, he looked pretty thin.
Unless he put it back on.
Which he could have did.
Yeah.
Those musicians, man, they like to party.
Yeah, I don't think he does that much anymore, unless he changed.
Yeah.
No. Right. Yeah, anything else before we get out of here for the week?
Pinnacle. I want to see more Pinnacle figures.
Ooh. Well, we saw New Jack is coming, right? We saw a couple. Yeah.
I want to see some more like in-depth. I want to see better timeline. On these Zombie Sailor toys. I love Zombie Sailor, man, but
I want to get my Rimco's from Paradown.
No, that's... You might have to get a time machine.
I'm not holding my breath.
How
far in the future am I going?
Yeah, you want to go back and go...
It's kind
tell
of amazing
Vern Gagne
to have them popped up anywhere, right?
I'm surprised they're not on Temu. Which means they were never made. I feel like they were just
100% agree with you.
Unless the factory burned down that they were holding them in, and then nobody said anything, and that's that. But that's a great excuse to tell the people that bought them.
That's the truth.
So pre-order them again.
That's it. No, I'm not paying for them again. Through.
I'm with Mr. Esteban over here. I'd love to see a Mil Mascaris. That would be a beautiful figure.
Oh, give me Mil Mascaris. Oh my god,
so good. And he can relive. What was that? The '92 Rumble he was in.
Oh yeah, was it? I don't remember what year it was.
I think it was
92. Was that the same one Carlos Colon was in?
There was it was just
a bunch of international.
It was awesome though. It was a cluster of a bunch of international people. Mil Mascaro wrestled in a Rumble and it was amazing.
You know who the Masked Superstar was, right?
No.
Demolition Axe.
I met the Masked Superstar in person too.
That was Demolition Axe, dude. And he was also the Big Machine. Big Machine.
Yeah.
He was one of the machines. Andre was a giant, I think. Then Blackjack Mulligan was one of them, and then the Demolition Axe was the Super Machine. That was it.
Excelente Machino.
Yeah. Then you had the Hulk Machine and the Piper Machine and all the average.
No Macho
machines.
Machine, though.
No, I don't know if there was a Macho Machine.
They should have had a Macho Machine.
I think there might have been.
Was there a Micro Machine?
A Micro Machine. Yeah, if you bought them, there was. Yeah. All right, Mike. What do you say we get out of here for the week? You go get some rest.
Listen,
we'll come back next week. You'll be fully rested and back.
I hope so.
You held up great for an hour and a half.
You know what's crazy is I thought I felt 100% this morning. I woke up. I was not in any pain. because I was achy as hell the last week.
You have the flu, man.
And, I told you, I got out, and I was like, yeah, and I felt great. And like 20 minutes before we were about to go live, I got dizzy as hell, and I was like, I'm gonna pass out live on the air, but it'll make good content, so let's go for it.
We might have gotten a good reel out of it.
I was going to say,
I would have made it.
What if it was right there in the reveals and I just went...
These are reveals are so boring, Mike fell asleep. All right, Mike.
Oh, deal's too good to steal, baby.
All right, guys, thank you all for joining us this week. You. The first episode of 2026. So much more to come this year. Let us know what you want to see. You know, drop us a comment, send us an email, send us a DM. We'll chat with you. Slide into the DMs, right? We chat with people.
You should do the emails too. Nobody pen pals us.
All right, contact@thefigguys.com. We could both check the email.
Yeah.
So if you ever have a question, you ever have a suggestion, contact@thefigguys.com. Yeah. Don't forget to go look for the Hulk Hogan LJN contest. Follow La Puma Mania 1980 on YouTube and Instagram. Mm,
yeah.
Go watch the holiday Hulk Hogan episode. Go watch the interview with Title Run Toys.
Great
go
stuff.
Check out our YouTube. We have so much good stuff out there. And if you aren't following us everywhere, what are you doing? TheFigGuys.com. All of our links are there. Right? All right. So until next week, be well.
Thanks for watching, Fig Guys. Please like, follow, subscribe. And until next time.